Jamie tweeting in at Overdrive1050 saying, you have to ask Matt Stairs why he was always walking up to the plate with the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song.
Because he's a legend.
That is a great walk-up song.
Like, what the, is it? I don't even know what.
Remember the crack of the glass? Yeah. And then, I don't know if there were any lyrics in it. I don't think there were. Yes.
Well, you know, Mulls has it queued up.
Oh,
like,
he's Mr. Stone Cold.
Those two back there are throwing
cross. Hang on,
let's
just breathe. I got to hear it. So this is when the guy is walking up to
this
the
is
ring.
How Matt Stairs would walk up to the plate. This is great.
Once we're done with Matt, we'll have to figure out what our walk-up songs
we should be. All come up with a walk-up song today. Here he is, Canadian Baseball Hall of Famer, longtime MLB-er. Matt Stairs, that must make you feel nostalgic hearing the Stone Cold walk-up song.
Yeah, it kind of had me locked in there for a few seconds, that's for sure.
What was that all about? You a big Stone Cold fan?
Well, I think it started back in the Oakland A's days when we were all huge back in the WWF back in the day, now WWE. And, you know, Giambi and Tim Raines and myself, we all decided to come up to certain things. And that was just one thing, that I was a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. And there was no lyrics. It just kind of got me in the right zone of walking up the home plate, and you know, it was pretty good.
Well, I was doing some research just in the break there because someone mentioned that you used to come up with the Stone Cold theme song, and I was reading a story that you were at the Wing Bowl in Philly, which is allegedly just the craziest scene on earth.
That is.
And you did the Stone Cold, like, two beers at a time routine, or what?
Yeah, that was that was one of the funner times. You know, it's funny because we walked out. It just, there was two beers sitting in front of me, and it was like at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I walked out, you know, there's 20-some thousand people going on, and, you know, drunker than you know what. And it was just, I grabbed the beers, I played the music, I downed the two beers all over the face, and the crowd got into it. And it was funny because I almost didn't get hired from CSN because I was down there doing an interview for broadcasting. I said, well, is this the type of guy we really want to be on the broadcast, pounding two beers at 6 in the morning? So at that point, I didn't really give a crap about it. It was just more of getting the fans into it and being myself.
Yeah, I've heard of that Wing Bowl, man. It's allegedly the craziest party on earth.
Like, do you think you could do your thing or the guys you played with nowadays, Matt, with the social media and people taking videos? Do you think these guys now are just a lot more aware of doing stuff like that?
I believe. I think they're cautious. I mean, they're, you know, everywhere you go, there's a camera on you, or you know, someone's tweeting something out or whatever it's going to be. And I think guys just have to be careful nowadays. They can't really have a whole lot of fun playing professional sports because it just, there's always going to be something questioning what's going on. But, you know, you can still have fun. And you know, I thought that was fun. It was me. I wasn't hurting anyone, or I might have pissed some people off, but it was just more of, you know, me being me and going out and enjoying what I do. And that's, you know, being friendly with the crowd and having a good time.
We're chatting with Canadian Baseball Hall of Famer Matt Stairs. All right, I'm sure you've heard this clip, Joey Votto, on a Yahoo podcast, but I want to play it again just in case we've got a new audience here or if we haven't heard it. So this is what Votto had to say about James Paxton last week as no-hitter, and he went on about Toronto and baseball in Canada, et cetera. This was Votto on a Yahoo podcast yesterday.
But as far as, you know, Toronto and Canadian baseball and the country of Canada and him being Canadian, I don't care at all. He or the Jays or Canada in general may disagree with that, but I couldn't give a rat's ass about that because I'm more happy for him. You know, I thought that was a great moment. I get excited. I'm not connected to Toronto, so I don't feel any sort of way about that.
So you know the way it is up here, Matt. I mean, that caused a big stir. People weren't happy with his comments. How did you react to those comments from Votto?
Well, I actually just heard about 10 minutes ago, to tell you the truth. Again, I'm old school. I don't really pay attention to social media. You know, by listening to it, I'm not going to sit here and bash Joey Votto on comments, and I'm not going to sit here and support his comments. You know, he came back and apologized or whatever apparently today in some emails and social media. The bottom line is you got to think sometimes before you speak. You know, it's a 30-second rule. You know, I imagine a lot of parents have given it to kids before, and, you know, it's the same thing. You just can't, even if you do mean it, you kind of got to beat around the bush a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that he shouldn't have said it. He's Canadian. He's from Ontario, right?
Yeah, he's from Toronto.
I mean, you should be very supportive of all Canadian athletes, and especially ball players, because there's not a lot of them in the major leagues. To see, I thought it was unbelievable. I watched and I had goosebumps. I mean, you got someone 97, 98, 99 in the ninth inning. Guy from Canada throwing a no-hitter in Toronto. I thought it was great for him, and I thought it sucked for Toronto Blue Jays. You know, but I mean, it's the fact that you got to support the Canadian athletes. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And he said he grew up half his life in the United States. So I spent 30 years in the United States, and I'm the proudest Canadian there is, and still, you know, follow all the Canadian players, even though I'm retired in coaching. And to me, it's just when I see someone, you know, Canadian-wise doing something really well, I go back to, you know, with the older players and Larry Walker really putting his foot in the door for myself and making names for Canadian ball players. And I'm not going to speak for him, but he probably got off and he probably thought, you know what, I might have went overboard a little bit. You know, because let's face it, everyone in Canada is supporting Joey Votto. You know, kids want to grow up to be like a Joey Votto, so that's probably the reason why he came back the next day and apologized, and he probably spoke before he thought.
Yeah, he's backpedaling like a madman now. I mean, that was expected, right. And I tend to believe the contrition. I believe that he's being honest when he's taking the comments back, or at least he's trying to explain them. He's not pretending like it didn't happen. He said what he said, but
right.
Tried to explain them. But give us some insight on the baseball fraternity when it comes to Canadians, because like you said, there's not a lot in the league. Do you have that automatic connection when you play a team with other Canadians? Do you go out of your way to talk to them before the game, after the game? What's that like?
Well, I don't know how it is now. I mean, but when I was playing, it was. I mean, if you went to, you know, Colorado and Larry Walker's here, first guy you're looking for, you know, is Larry before you stretch. You want to go talk to him. And, you know, you just sit down and talk hitting. You talk in general about how things are going. And, you know, it's the same way with, you know, Justin Morneau and Russell Martin, you know, Jason Band the days, Real Cormier. I mean, it's a bonding with the Canadian players, knowing that. Maybe it's a little different from when I played, because I didn't get drafted. We signed as a free agent, so we knew it was a little harder to get to the major leagues and spend that much time and, you know, spending 19 years there. You know, it's just something that, again, when you see the Canadian players, you go out and talk to them. It's like playing in Japan. It's like you have two guys per team back when I played, and as soon as you saw the two Americans, you wanted to go talk to those guys or wherever they're from. And it's the same way for the Canadian ball players. We take a lot of pride in making the major leagues, spending some time there, knowing how hard it is to make the major leagues, one, and two, being Canadian to make the major leagues. You know, it is a special day when you see another Canadian ball player, and you know, for Paxton, throwing that no-hitter. I'm extremely proud of him and congratulating him, you know, for doing a feat that's, you know, extremely hard to do. So there is a bond with the Canadian players when we see each other.
He is Canadian Baseball Hall of Famer, longtime major leaguer Matt Stairs. Really appreciate your take on all this and your insight, and we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.
There's Matt Stairs. Stone cold Matt Stairs.
I love it. You walk up and...
Yeah, but this isn't about going up and saying hi to Larry Walker in Colorado. That's not what this is. This guy had a bad moment, and get over it.